Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is me, the host, Ira Silver, at Ira Silver Magic on Twitter, and I'm joined alongside, as always, with the man, the myth, the legend, Devin Ellington. Devin, what's up, buddy? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
It is hump day, and it's the World Series. So some exciting stuff to, you know, preview as far as probably some more pigskin stuff. But looking for the Rays to bounce back after last night. So let's go Snell.
Yeah, definitely. It's also a good opportunity to maybe look at them on a series price as well, if you like their Rays. So you got... tonight, you got Blake Snell on the mound, the lefty for the Rays, against Gonsolin for the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 140. And the Rays plus 120 here, over under 8 runs, shaded to the over minus 120. Listen, man, before we get into what you like, let's go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors over at manscaped.com. They have the new and improved lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology. It is fantastic. I love mine. I know you like yours, Devin, so... go to manscaped.com, pick one up today, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com, and now we get back to the game. Tampa Bay Rays, Dodgers, what do you like here tonight, Devin?
I'm just going to roll with the dog again. You know, I already took him on the for him to win in 7, so I'm just going to keep trying to stack, I guess. Probably not the smartest maneuver, but I believe in him to get the 1-1 win. I think this matchup against Gonsolin is going to be pretty key in them not getting down 2-0 in the series. I took an exact finish of Rays 4-3, and then I also hedged with them winning 4-2, and then the Dodgers winning 4-3, because I think it's going to go to 7 games regardless. All nice, sizable plus money bets. So I just hope we get a really good series, and I think it's going to start right now. You know, I think... obviously, the Dodgers lead the majors in runs scored for a reason. We saw that last night. They got up early and just kind of kept doing it. And, hey, Kershaw actually pitched in the postseason.
He sure did. Look at that. I mean,
look at what happens when your ace pitches and does well in the World Series. It's a funny thing. But, yeah, speaking of aces, I mean, Snell – say what you want versus him and Glasnow being the Rays ace, but, you know, they got a couple different aces. So I think he gets a good outing today.
You got the Rays at plus 310 right now on the money line to win the series. Might be a decent look there if you're a Rays believer. Devin, let's move on to some college football. I know we talked a little bit yesterday about a couple games. Wanted to get your thoughts on a couple games here, and that's Georgia Southern going on the road and playing Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina minus 6.5. You're over under 52. What are your thoughts here on this game? I know you like both teams, but do you see any side in particular that has a little bit of value here?
So if the offense of the Chanticleers can be efficient and successful and they don't get behind, you know, in the chains, I think it's going to work out great. But if they don't do that and they slip up and they're not disciplined, Georgia Southern's a ball control team. They run the ball a good amount and they do it very well. They have a dynamic rushing quarterback, dual threat quarterback. And, you know, Coastal Carolina, as much as we love them here, they're coming off of that very exciting win over the Raging Cajuns to keep them undefeated in the Sun Belt. This is a tough spot. You know, this could be a kind of a look ahead. I need to dig into the game a little bit further, because it is a game I'm excited for. But at first and second glances, I like Georgia Southern's chances to cover because of how they play that ball control game. And if they can get ahead in the sticks more than what Coastal Carolina does, and then they keep their head out of their rear ends, then I think they have a really good shot at covering this and keeping it within, you know, a few points, 3 points.
Yeah, I like it. I like that the Big Ten's back this week. Mm-hmm. We got a couple other conferences back this week. I spoke about this yesterday. Just want to reiterate the point. I like Ole Miss this week at home as a 3-point dog. Bo Nix, you know, Mr. Bo Pix, if you will. I'm backing the Ole Miss guys here this one, plus the 3 at home. I just think it's a really good spot. Ole Miss's offense, excuse me, will not be stopped against this Auburn defense. And I can't say the same about Auburn's offense about against this defense, even though this Mississippi defense isn't particularly that great. But that's kind of where I'm looking there. Devin, any other college games you want to talk about today before maybe we look ahead to some NFL games?
So I'll just be brief about a couple. It's just got – I got some notes on these two games. So Arkansas State's going to play App State tomorrow, and we'll probably dig deeper into this game, obviously, tomorrow for the show, but I wanted to get a first glance at it and just throw some basic stuff out there. Right now, App State, you know, they're a 13-point favorite at home against Arkansas State. You know, they're – couple of numbers that I found. The Red Wolves are allowing 6.5 yards per play. App State's operating at about a 6.0 clip yards per play on their offensive side of things. And then Arkansas State has an opponent red zone scoring percentage of 95. So, I mean, if App State gets in the red zone, they're probably going to score it. It's dang near a lock. App State's coming off of a postponed week. Keep that in mind. It seems like the teams that have come off postponements because of COVID in the NFL and college, I think they're covering at a really high clip. I mean, look at what the Titans just did after not practicing for 3 weeks. This Appalachian State defense is very, very, very talented, and they have really good communication on the back end, so I think that they'll probably create a couple turnovers before the first half. So I like App State in the first half, but specifically I like them in the full game. Let's talk about your boy Zach Wilson a little bit. BYU's got a game against Texas State. They're a 30-point favorite in my book, in my opinion. Right now it's at about 28.5. They're getting NFL prospect offensive lineman Tristan Hogue back, and then they're also returning another offensive lineman who is an anchor for them. So they've been doing what they've been doing on offense. You know, Zach Wilson completing 80% of his passes without two NFL talent linemen, and they're just throwing the ball down the field. And that's the perception, actually. I was breaking down their play percentages. They actually run the ball. Let's see, what was it? They run the ball about 53% of the time. They only pass 47% of the time, but it's like every time they do, it's super dynamic, and Zach Wilson's just explosive. And but I'm actually looking for them to run the ball for maybe 200 yards against Texas State, because they allow about 160 per game. So look for a really nice balanced Cougars attack towards the later end of Saturday night, over under 61.
Love it, man. One game I did want to point out, there's been a lot of sharp money on this game so far, and that is the Middle Tennessee football team, the Blue Raiders, taking on the Rice Owls. And this is an interesting one here. Obviously, I believe Rice has not played a game thus far, correct? And we got Middle Tennessee State. You know, they've been up and down. They've been not exactly the best team this year. They're, I think, you gotta go. Yeah, it's a challenge to. They're 0-3 at home, 1-2 away right now, 1-5 overall. But this Rice team is interesting. A lot of sharp money has been hitting this, and it opened at just above pick, I believe, and now it's down to Rice -3.5 here. I like.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
like Rice, and a lot of people have been hyping up this graduate transfer quarterback from TCU, Mike Collins. He's supposed to be phenomenal and fantastic, especially fitting into this more of a pro style offense that Rice has. So look for that. I don't know if 3.5 is a number I want to lay right here, just because, you know, this will be one of those Kickstarter games. So it's going to be challenging, but I do like Rice to win this game outright. So it would just be something to keep a look at. Maybe if this line comes down a little bit, maybe if you catch him at -3, it might be something to take a look at here.
That's a really fun game to point out there, Ira. Pretty random, and I wasn't expecting that to come out of your bag of tricks, honestly.
Definitely not. But sometimes you just got to monitor the line moves and the show money. Yeah,
you got to see that big fluctuation. Use it to your advantage. But yeah, I bet against North Texas with this Middle Tennessee State team last week. After I, you know, bet against North Texas with Charlotte the prior week, thinking that I've had a couple similarities there as far as two teams and a likeness of opponent. But to my surprise, North Texas hung 50, I think it was at least.
52-35, yeah.
Yeah, so Rice, like you said, that quarterback, if they get out there and they get the offense clicking early, I think Middle Tennessee State could be in trouble. And I think the line movement probably has something to do with that North Texas result. I mean, and then they only did beat Florida International by 3 in week 6. So, but then they only lost by 3 to Kentucky. So, I mean, I don't know. This Middle Tennessee team is weird. They lost 42-0 week 1 against Army. It's a weird one, but with that line movement, I think there's something worth digging into for sure.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the NFL here for a second. Now, this is an interesting line that stuck out to me. I want to get your opinion on it. We got the Dallas Cowboys against the Washington football team, and it's a pick'em. Who would have thought that, right? At the beginning of the season, that this would have been a pick'em. Obviously, we know Dak is out. Dak is hurt. I was on Washington last week to cover against the Giants. I got lucky there at the end. They went for the 2-point conversion. They lose by 1. I cover. But here's a situation where I like the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think the Washington football team is going to be able to move the ball even against this horrendous Dallas defense. And Andy Dalton is obviously going to get back to his ways of throwing the ball to his receivers, and Zeke's hopefully not going to fumble the ball like all the milk falling out of his mouth while he's eating cereals on GIFs. So, what do you think about that? I think Dallas a pick is interesting.
That is really interesting. Where'd you say it opened up at?
I don't know where it opened up exactly, but you got to think that before the Dak injury, that line is definitely not going to be picked. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. So
that's crazy. And is it because of recency bias also with how the Dallas team looked with their first full game with Andy Dalton in there?
You got to think
recent perception.
But now he's, you know, taking some snaps, and Zeke had a bad game. I think they bounce back here, right, and they rout the football team. But that's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. Another game we talked about yesterday, I believe, I was on a show last night, Fox Sports Philadelphia. I gave this one out to the listeners, and that was the Carolina Panthers plus the 7.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Teddy Bridgewater, revenge game, baby, coming back to New Orleans, taking on his former team. And Carolina plus 7.5, they're a good football team, well coached, and I think that the 7.5 is just too big of a number here. I don't believe in the Saints. I don't necessarily believe in Drew Brees' decision making right now in his in this new scheme of offense that they're trying to run in New Orleans. And Carolina plus the 7.5 seems like a slam dunk to me. What about you?
Yeah, that's a good call on your part. And obviously, you've gone pretty well with their NFL run lately. So anything that you point out, you know, I'm definitely going to look into also. And I like the talking points on that. The Teddy B revenge game is pretty interesting. Man, you called it. The coaching from Matt Rhule is
love it.
You know, he had NFL roots and pedigree before he went into the college ranks, and he kind of sandwiched success at both levels before really he could have gotten hired into the league at least 3-4 years ago easily as a head coach, but I don't think he really wanted to. I mean, he's working on, you know, the way he wants his teams to be run. And you saw it at Temple. He created a system. He did it with Baylor, a little bit different, but generally, you know, physicality and speed all the way around is a tone on his team. And I think the Saints are just lackadaisical right now as a franchise due to, you know, namesake. But I don't think they realize that that division, other than Atlanta, is like catching as they've been on their coattails for the last couple of years now. And now I think a real nice tug is about to happen. So,
yeah. And there's Devin, there's another interesting line here. Lines come down since I gave it out last night on the radio when I was on. I gave this one out as well. 49ers plus two right now over the Patriots. I gave it out yesterday on the podcast. It was at 2.5. It's come down to two now. I like the 49ers plus two on the road against Patriots. Mm-hmm. 49ers getting healthier. Patriots not that great. They're just, I think, minus two because they're the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. But you got to look for this 49ers team right here, plus two, even without Raheem Mostert this weekend. I like the two here. And then one other game I wanted to point out, and then I'll get your opinions on both of them. And this line seems a little interesting to me, and that's the Seattle Seahawks going to Arizona, taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals plus the 3.5 here at home against this undefeated, right? Yeah, undefeated Seahawks team. Listen, this Seahawks team, this defense is just horrible. Horrible. I think that this Cardinals team, the way they played their defensive schemes last on Monday night was fantastic, bringing the pressure. I think they're going to give Russell Wilson all heaps of problems on Sunday. And I'm going to go with the Cardinals plus the 3.5 here with Kyler Murray going and DeAndre Hopkins and Kenyon Drake going against this Seattle Seahawks horrible, horrible defense.
Yeah, it is horrible. That's for sure. In this division game, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit closer with everything going on with Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. I think the over is going to get bet up and up and up. I'm not sure what the total market is right now, kind of where it started, where it's risen to or from. Been kind of keeping my eyeballs on the college market, honestly. But, you know, Seattle coming off of a bye, if I remember under Pete Carroll, they're pretty decent usually, especially during a divisional team. You know, if we had John on today, I'm sure he would have a system in regards to, I'm curious to under Pete Carroll, what their record is ATS after a bye and then going up against a divisional opponent. You know, defense is terrible, but obviously Russ is cooking. I'm hoping he keeps it cooking because I took that MVP ticket on him. He just needs to throw like six touchdowns and they'll be okay. I'm looking for a really underrated defensively played game, I think, from both teams. There's going to be scoring. It's probably going to be at least, you know, the first team to 30 wins. But I think there's going to be spots where you look and you see where the defense had an imprint on, you know, the outcome of the game. This Cardinals defense, they look what they just did. You know, again, I mean, granted, it was Andy Dalton's first start with the Cowboys, but look what they did to Zeke. So, in the other game, not too much opinion on Bill Belichick, scary to bet against.
All right. Yeah, no, he definitely is. Listen, Devin, this was a great podcast. Hopefully we'll give some good look aheads to the listeners this weekend. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll be back on with a special guest tomorrow's episode. Make sure you listen to it. It's going to be fantastic. I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming. Go to manscaped.com, type in promo code Hoopball20 to get 20% off and free shipping. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.